twist.
You got a twist.
Oh, my ankle. Oh, my ankle. Oh, Christ, my ankle. Hey. Hello, Ellie.
Spider-Man.
Yay. I need help with doing a push-up.
This is still going?
Yep. Disclaimer. Unfortunately, we were not able to get Ben and Aiden in the room at the same time this week. But after almost 200 episodes, we believe we know each other so well, we could ask Ben to pre-record his parts of the podcast and we would then cut it together seamlessly. You won't even notice. Enjoy. I'll use one from an old
good Ellie.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
Lie down. Come on.
Hey.
Oh, wow, wow, wow.
She's
wow.
Still learning lie down. It's a bit hit and miss.
Charlie only learnt it in year five, so.
She has nailed be a cunt, though. She she does that one perfectly.
Yeah, that's just innate.
Don't even have to say it anymore. She just does it.
He's so mean to this dog.
Why are you mean to her?
I'm not mean to her.
That was mean to her.
You just don't have a lot of patience for her.
She's just imprinted on me. And I have no time. I have no space to to just do anything except look her in the fucking eyes.
Is there a way to train that out of her?
I mean, I'm trying everything in my power. I've tried hitting her. No.
Like, genuinely, though, is there, like, a way to train? She just can't see you for a day or something and she just has to deal with it?
I don't know. We're
trying.
That's one of the ones. There's so many things that we're trying to train into her right now.
There's clearly separation anxiety.
Yeah.
It's a big one, but like...
Just trying to take it one thing at a time, but there's a few things.
So because she's so fucking needy with me, I'd love for her to go and bother Beck and just leave me alone for a little while.
Mm. No interest.
She wants nothing to do with Beck.
Nah. Which is a little bit difficult to deal with. But
Beck's feeding her. Beck's doing all the like treats and feeding her and she still will not leave me the fuck alone.
Maybe there was a bad experience with a woman last time.
Maybe. And, you know, they do say that like girl dogs and men get along better. It's just biology and shit like that.
She wants to fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. No, she does. On some level, I think that's what it is.
Little slut.
But like we'll both leave our office doors open when we're working from home and leave, you know.
She's in here.
But yeah, if given the choice, she'll come here.
And she,
You might find it swings. Charlie does that.
Yeah.
He swings between me to mum really and mum. So. Between me and mum only.
We, we left the house the other night for the first time just to leave her at home by herself. And we're like, look, she doesn't pee for ages. She holds in her pee until she gets let out. So we're like, look, we can leave her outside. But it was also... But yeah, it was like the weather was bad. She doesn't piss forever.
She's got shelter. She could, if it's
raining. No, I mean, like, I could leave her outside, but yeah, we decided to leave her inside. And we got back, and she was, like, when we got back, she was still squealing. She squeals and she screams, and it's really high pitched. And it goes out into the neighborhood. And then she pissed on the rug. And then I spent the next 3 days trying to get piss out of a rug. And meanwhile, she's just like when I'm down on the floor trying to get piss out of the rug, she's like pushing me and nuzzling her head into me, and not in a cute way. It's just driving me crazy.
I think it's in a cute way.
Yeah. Well, you're not the one cleaning the piss out of the fucking rug.
It's definitely supposed to be. She's trying to play with you. You're just mad.
Yeah.
You just it's all projection. Because if you were just on the floor in happy mood and she did that, it'd be cute.
Yeah.
It's just the context of the situation.
I offered to help clean the piss and you said it's a one-man job.
It's fine. It is. I'm not saying you're not doing any work. I'm saying I'm annoyed because I'm the one cleaning the rug and she's hitting me. And you're like, oh, that's cute. Like, that's why I'm annoyed. Because I'm doing the job and she's driving me fucking crazy.
This seems like you've had a difficult week.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had a difficult day as well.
Doing two podcasts during a week that you're perpetually annoyed is a great idea.
Shall we do some word association to warm up?
Yes, I think we should.
All right. Ben, you start.
Love.
Aiden.
Ocean.
Wave.
Blue.
Why do we always go
existence?
Back to... Sorry.
There you go.
Oh, apples.
Apple.
Tree.
Great word association.
Subjective experience.
Apples to apple.
That works. I'm
with it. No, it's perfect. I love it so much.
Were you listening to Ben?
Not at all. Say it again.
Subjective experience.
A Pokemon.
Chief.
Indian. No.
Oh.
again. Just dub it. Don't even bleep it. Just dub it.
Ooh, GMAT. Mm. Yay.
Hello and welcome to episode 194. I didn't put the sound in. Here it is, of the GMAT podcast.
What's your name? What is your name?
Benjamin J.
Fuck you.
Benjamin J.
What's your name?
GMAT.
Fuck you.
GMAT.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, you know what I did last night?
You better not break
Poopa
into this.
You know what I did?
You better not.
I put that fly over there.
Oh.
Today's episode of the GMAT podcast is brought to you by our merch, which is available at teespring.com/stores/TheRealGMAT. Get yourself a hoodie with that picture on it. That intro was brought to you by Joe the Bro. Thank you, Joe the Bro, for submitting an intro. If you'd like to submit an intro and have it played on the podcast, send it to contact@TheRealGMAT.tv or submit it in the Discord. If you're in the Discord, or send it to me on Facebook. I answer messages because I'm a cool guy like that. And if you want to support the show and see more content, extra podcast stuff, head over to patreon.com/TheGMAT podcast and pledge any amount for extra stuff. Cut the music. It's so great that something's gone right today.
Yeah.
That may be one of the tightest intros I've ever done.
It's pretty good.
Feeling good.
I still in my brain, my heart of hearts. Do you think the heart of hearts is inside your heart or is it in your brain?
I think it's in the elbow.
I think it's a big heart that all our hearts are connected to.
Like Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah.
It's similar the heart of to hearts. Kingdom Hearts. Okay. So in my heart of hearts, my elbow, according to Beck, I think the tightest version of that you've ever done is the very first time you said stop the music.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I would like to have provided to me on a silver platter next week so I don't have to find it. But I think, Sienna, thank you. I think that the tightest thing you've ever done was that. This is the first one. What a pioneering moment.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's only gotten
I think
worse
I would have done a double take.
And worse and worse.
I think it's going like this, yeah, but I think yeah. it's going like this up. But like that.
But how can it? If that's the best, it's got to be going like this.
No. Because it's only up. It's only the best because it was the first and it's such a pioneering moment.
Yeah, yeah.
So in pioneering scale, if we have a chart of pioneering to...
Wait, from the top or just straight through?
You would put pioneering here. That's that. And then pioneering wise, it's going down. But quality wise, it's going up.
It's like The Godfather. Like the first one was amazing. Second and third weren't bad, but it's just
the
imagination.
The second one is pretty fucking good.
You like that one?
No, I think it's the first and second are equally as loved.
Okay.
I think it's that Shawshank as the top three movies ever. I wonder why.
I've never seen it.
Shawshank Redemption.
No.
People always put that up.
Oh, it's
Shawshank.
Quite good.
I'm sure it is.
Andy Dufresne.
I'm sure it is. Amazing. I feel like I know what it's about by osmosis. I feel like I've experienced the whole movie through cultural references.
If you don't know what it means by Red was here.
There's a few movies like that where they're just like classics, cult classics that I'm like.
It's not even cult.
Never
just,
saw it.
Just
sorry, I shouldn't say cult. I'll make you hit the button again.
Boy. Every time that happens, if that happens again, we have to do what we did when we saved in that video game.
I shouldn't say cult classic. Not at all. Wrong word. I'm just very tired. Just classics.
Just
like,
classic.
I've never seen, just had it in my head. I've never seen.
Box.
Doesn't matter.
Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Real cult classic.
That's up there.
They play
the
that
top.
At the Astor every month, you know.
The Green Mile. Never
people
seen the
dress
Green
up.
Mile.
The Green Mile. Is Mia. That is that the one with Tom Hanks or is that the one with.
Shoe.
Eminem.
Never seen it. That's 8 Mile.
That's 8 Mile. The Green Mile is so sad. That is quite possibly the saddest movie I've ever seen.
What's your favorite movie, Ben?
Nah, V8, 100%. It's got to be a V8. It's the only way. Because it's got the lowdown talk, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
It's interesting that he says that he can't. You know what I mean? I'm confused by that, actually. One second. I'm confused by that. Because you had a crack at me for saying that my favorite movie so supremely was The Matrix. Mm-hmm. Remember that? He laughed at me. You laughed at me.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. Matt, are you buying this? I'm not buying this.
And now you said that that's your favorite movie. Interesting. Mm.
Very interesting.
I mean, I think all of a sudden, you know, massive hypocrite, right?
Let's ignore him for a little while.
Yeah, fuck him.
So we're all in a bit of a shitty mood today. Let's put that out there for the podcast listeners.
Mm.
I think we're all standing in the kitchen and we all, what'd you say, Beck? None of us want to do it.
Yeah, no one wanted to do a podcast.
Something like that.
Something like that. And, yeah. And we're like, yeah, we'll
something be. Something bitchy, as I do.
But I feel that. I feel today's been a weird day trying to get shit working. And
nothing worse than tech issues.
Nothing worse. Just general issues, like even like car issues and shit like that. You're like, why the fuck isn't this working?
This is why if I had to choose a hero, superhero ability, it would be to be like that kid from Heroes that can talk to technology.
Really?
Yes, I remember he puts his hand on an ATM and it just gives him money because he asked it to.
It's a good one.
I wouldn't be using it for stealing. I would, yeah, probably. But, I would like hack the mainframe and just touch it. But I'd also
what mainframes do you need to hack?
I don't know.
There's only one, right? The mainframe.
That's true.
The heart of hearts. If
I could modulate the subnet.
The frame of frames.
Just with my, I could, increase, suboptimal modulation of the subnet just with my hands.
Just like that.
Just by talking.
You could do it.
To the module. Idealization module of the subnet.
No, I understand. I'm
do you know sometimes learned. Sometimes at work I throw in sentences like that to people that definitely don't know about technology but want me to know about technology.
Oh, yeah.
So it just soothes them a little bit.
Yeah, just like if you're like, I'm looking for a router. I'm like, okay, so do you want suboptimal modulation or do you want like the primo suboptimal modulation there?
And they go, whatever you think's best.
Yeah. And I go, okay, well, it depends. I trust you. Yeah, it depends. Is your network on the flex mode or is it NBN? They're like, oh, it's NBN. You're like, okay, no worries. I've got you. And then I just give them the same thing that I give them a good one.
So you say,
I'm good at my job.
You just make a bunch of shit and then the thing they've definitely got. So is it on flex? Is it wire code or is it NBN?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, NBN. I've heard that. And then you go, great. And then you give them all the information that I know, which is a lot. But to give them that sort of like, hey, this is a PC shop, man. I could build a PC with my eyes closed.
Hey,
man.
You're in safe hands here.
Hey, man, you're in safe hands. I have to throw in these.
Could also make them feel like
stupid.
Less about themselves. And then you've really got them in the corner.
Yeah. Now I'm like, buy the fucking router.
It's like, hey, listen, you know nothing about Google Flex. I'm the guy. I'm the one you need to talk to. Buy this $400 router.
Yeah, need something modulated? I'm the guy.
Yeah.
Do I need this $400 router? I've got ADSL in a tiny apartment. You need it.
ADSL. That's of the past.
Dickhead.
Oh, you don't even have Google Flex? Oh. I'm going to do that.
I feel like I need to apologize for the camera work already. I'm wrestling with a dog at the moment. So
she's putting up a fight.
If I am.
She's asleep at her feet.
If I'm occasionally dropping this and changing the camera angle, I apologize.
Well, Ben was supposed to be doing it, so they give you
a
break.
What's the whole point of that?
Yep, thanks, know. Matt. He's yeah, it's there's a lot going on here at the moment, but don't worry, buddy, I've got it all under control,
just
okay?
Just wants to sit in the producer's bit but not do any of the work.
He didn't want to be on camera.
And changing camera I'm in 3, 2, go.
Bad beard day.
At some stage, I'll give that a go.
Ben, if you could shut up for a moment so that we can talk about Beck's really been suffering. This might not be the greatest topic in the world, but I felt like...
Especially if it's about Beck and you're bringing it up.
Yeah, I felt like...
Beck's suffering, yes. I love this segment.
Woo!
I felt like we've gone so many weeks without even talking about it once, but Aiden and I have been playing Elden Ring. so much Elden Ring.
Yeah, I mean, you're playing far more than me now.
Subjective experience.
I'm going to try my best for people who aren't into video games because I know there's some non-video game listeners to make this as not video game nerdy as possible. But just imagine a game... That is,
it seems endlessly large.
For those who don't know, there's a Souls series, the Dark Souls series, mm-hmm. and they're infamous for being very, very difficult.
Quite difficult.
Yeah, like you go in, the enemies are quite hard.
They're all big. Even the small ones that you think this will be easy can definitely kill you.
Yeah, and then like enemies that have very annoying, they're all slightly different. They all do different things.
Anyone with a spear, and if that spear is on fire, I'm not going anywhere near that person because it's like stab. Stab, 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 stab. If they hit you once, you're fucked.
And you run into a boss. It's like fighting through enemies, kill a boss. Fight through enemies, kill a boss.
Yeah.
And the bosses are always like they're one hit kill you if you're not good enough.
Oh, you mean the guy that has half his hand is a dragon head that breathes fire at you and the rest of his just got tiny little arms on the back of his head? Oh, that's easy.
So they'll hit you once and kill you and you'll have to hit them 100 times.
400 times, yeah.
Yeah, just to beat it. So it's about dying again and again and again and again and again. That's the point of the game. And the reason why people really enjoy it is because it feels fucking good.
It's unreal.
When you finally
zip through.
Beat a bit that you've been struggling with. It's just a dopamine hit that you can't describe.
Uh-huh.
So Elden Ring is like the newest version of one of those games. Yeah. It's a Souls-like game. So it's in that same genre.
From Software. Same people developed it.
Yeah.
George R.R. Martin of Game of Thrones fame and also of wearing small hats fame.
Mm-hmm. And wearing big tummies.
But but it's not a sequel, is it? Because when George R. R. Martin first announced it, he called it a sequel. So I feel like there's some confusion.
I don't think he has any idea what's going on.
No, he just wrote the story.
But even that, it reminds me of Game of Thrones because I got no fucking idea what's going on.
I do.
With everything?
Most things, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of it I'm following.
Oh, with Game of Thrones, I mean. No. Like, I got Game of Thrones because there were faces and actors.
With Elden Ring, yeah.
I got no fucking clue.
I haven't been able to determine what the story of
Elden Ring is. You're like a dead person,
mm-hmm.
but you've come back because you've been, like, chosen by the tree or...
I understand the prologue. I understand the setup to the game. I don't understand what I've been doing for the last 130 hours.
That's very true, Matt. I don't agree, Aiden.
Right. Yeah. You know that you're trying... Like, the Elden Ring was shattered and then there were six... demigods that came from number one god.
No.
That's who you're killing.
That's very true, Aiden. I don't agree, Matt.
Godric, the moon lady.
Gryffindor?
Yeah, Godric Gryffindor, the moon lady, the guy on the tiny horse,
okay.
the guy in the lava bit, the...
So I've been absolutely demolishing these people, by the way.
Margit, the omen, the guy that you have to kill after you climb in the capital city. They all...
What about the dung eater? Because I killed him.
I haven't found him yet. He's in the capital city, isn't he?
Yeah, he's down in the depths.
I don't know how to
you
get
sniff
into
him
the
out,
depths.
Mate.
I don't know how to get into the depths, and I've been looking for ages.
Oh, you jumped down a well. There's a well in the capital city. Just
oh,
pop
you
down
just
the well.
Jumped down a well.
I totally came across it by accident.
Fuck!
Hey, if you want to meet a dung eater, there's one sitting at my feet right now.
True, I hadn't thought about that. Bit.
Little shit.
That's
launcher.
That guy because you find the stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, so he was there. I went over to it to read a.
Did it not blow your mind that you found the round table?
Oh, the room, yeah, in the real
round
place.
Table hold, and I was like, I've not been in the real one.
I was like, I know this place.
This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, everybody. but yeah, it's great. We're playing a lot. I've played 130. No, not quite that much.
You're over 100?
No, I'm level 130 something or
last
up there.
Last time I was here, you were level 129, so you've slowed right down.
No, it must be higher than that. I just remember seeing it or something.
I'm level 107.
It's like that time when I said to you, I said, oh, I played something hours, and I came back and I was like, oh, I'm up to 92 when I thought I was 70 just because it just goes so quick.
It was actually the opposite of that.
Does it?
Was it?
You said you were over 100 and you were at 89.
I'll get the stats. Either way.
I'll tell you, I've been playing for about 60 hours now.
Woofty, woofty.
107 levels.
I'd be
I'm enjoying
there.
It. I'm enjoying it, you know. And that now, at the start, uni wasn't, you know, full on. And at the moment, the comedy festival's going and I just have no time for really anything or anyone. But when I get home after the comedy festival, I will easily play just 1 hour. And I set a timer and at the end of the hour, I have done... Absolutely fucking nothing in the game. You think an hour of doing something, you can get something done. I could do half an assignment in an hour, probably. I lie. You could never do that. I could do a quarter of an assignment in an hour.
Probably even less.
I could, yeah. I could watch half a movie in an hour. This is all achievements, you see. I could probably run to the end of the street in an hour. But in Elden Ring, I could die, get up, die, get up, die, get up, not even find a fucking side of grace, and sit down and that's it. All right, bye.
You could start...
And be so satisfied.
You could end worse than you started.
Most of the time, I do. I'm like, ooh, look how many runes I've got. I don't have to level up yet. Oh, there they go.
Is it possible to be a casual gamer and enjoy this game?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like there's no casual way to play it.
If you're a casual gamer, you're not getting up to where we are in the game. The first area... I've got a couple of friends that are mostly like, we play sports games.
Mm.
And they both got it because I was raving about it. And they enjoyed it for about 10 to 15 hours, I would say. And then they were like, okay, I can't deal with this.
So there's no way to finish it if you're not like full on.
I don't think
except
so.
You could get better as you play.
But you would not be turning into a... You'd be turning away from being a casual gamer in that point.
Yeah. A casual gamer wouldn't get to the end.
So it's not a very accessible game.
A casual gamer.
It is accessible in the way that, like, you could easily spend your money's worth of hours in the game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But if you want to get to the end... That's why I kept saying over and over again, I'm not going to finish this game, but I've enjoyed it no matter what.
I'll get close,
though. It's just about exploring. You go off, you find some people, you kill some people. You could explore... the world and get satisfied by beating enemies and whatever. But yeah, I don't see a casual gamer being able to get to the ending.
My favorite part of the whole game, right? Everything's fun, you know, whatever. The gameplay mechanics, fantastic. But I got so used to being able, over lockdown, being able to play a game mindlessly while watching something else because I needed so much stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Like I played Assassin's Creed Valhalla on one screen and I watched the entirety of The Office on the other. Right. And I just
I know what happens in the office. We can have a conversation about what happened in the office because I was not paying attention to Assassin's Creed. I was paying attention to the office.
Mm.
Because there is every quest marker. It just go here, go here, go here, talk to him, go to there, go to him, go to him, go to him, go to him, go to him. But in Elden Ring, it's like, I will see you at the base of the Erd Tree. And it's like, all right, cool. That's like in my hour two. Then an hour 50, I finally get to the base of the thing. I sit down. She's like, thank you. And I was like, you've been here the whole time? That's
it, yeah. They and you, when you go to talk, like someone will say, hey, Matt, I need you to go to the tree on the west side there. I need you to pluck a plum. Don't pluck an apple.
Yeah.
Take the plum to the castle by Godric. When you see Godric, tap him three times on the foot. And then at hour 50, when you get to the lava pit, don't jump in. Just scream into it.
Yeah.
And then you'll find my chest.
Yeah.
And I'll go, okay, cool. And then I press triangle to talk to her again. And they'll go, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, repeat what you fucking said. Yeah. And there's no way to get the people to repeat the dialogue.
If you do all of that, I'll see you at the lava lake. And you're like, wait!
I don't remember.
Just, oh God, Charlie, I was petting Charlie. I wasn't listening.
You don't have a quest journal or something?
No, but that's the beauty of it. There's no quest
journal. I hate this game.
Yeah.
There's no quest journal. So I have to go, fuck. Last night I was getting a little fed up with the way I've built my character. So I think I'm gonna change. So I was looking at guides to see, just like, what could I respec into? Should I go a big dude? Should I go two swords? Should I go this? Should I go that? Right? I don't know. And they were like, if you want the Nagi Kapadena, go down and talk to Schmingning next to the Lurban Lake. And I was like, wait a second. Have I spoken to Schmingning yet? I've been there. And then I go on my map and there he is, Schmingning. And these people remember these people's names. And
no it's way. Just
this guy in a hat. And I remember riding past him going, oh, the fuck, that guy's creepy. And he's sitting there like.
Yeah, that's Schmingning, that reeks of him.
Schmingning, I need that sword. And he's like, to get the sword. You're like, oh, fuck this.
But there's stuff like that because Aiden has a far better idea of what's going on in the story, where he's going, what his quests are than I do. But I'm further than him and my character's better than his character at the moment. I'm getting through it easier than Aiden, even though I haven't been following the quest and that sort of stuff. So there is an element of like a casual player could just go through it.
If you just put all your points in strength and health, you could beat the game.
Yeah.
Ben, how do you feel about Elden Ring?
This is those big fucking monsters, right? It's the same thing where you get the stupid fucking sword and the stupid fucking other thing and you just run endlessly into fog and swipe at either a big ant or a big snake or a tiny dog and over again for 100 hours, Matt. 100 hours you spent swinging a digital sword at digital tiny dogs.
Interesting, because remember when we showed you last week, you said, oh God, I can't buy this game. Do you remember that?
This episode is brought to you by Tiny Dog.
Yeah. Exactly. He said, I can't buy this game. Do you remember? You were there. No, you went inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When we were playing, you were playing, and he said, oh, I'm not sure if I could buy this game because I think I'd get sucked into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's easy to get sucked in.
I'm sucked in. Well, I don't think I'll ever buy a video game ever again.
Matt, are you buying this? I'm not buying this.
I stopped, and now I was like, okay, I'm definitely not going to finish it. And now last night, I went over the line and realized I'm going to finish this game.
You're close.
Because I can feel an ending coming.
You're pretty close.
Yeah.
I think once you get to that bit in the snowy bit, you've got the thing to do the thing, to get the flame, to burn the thing, to go into the thing.
I've burnt the thing.
To go to the festival. The
thing?
The thing's burnt.
Wow. Okay.
Everybody at the round table. Okay.
I don't know what happens at the round table, so don't tell me that.
Sorry, I apologize. So
I can't sink 700 hours into this game just to have it spoiled by you.
I feel like I've sunk 700 hours into listening to shit about this game at this point.
Beck's suffering.
So that was Beck's suffering. She's been watching a lot of Elden Ring.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And I just think, Beck, if you just played it, you know, it would be although the music is scary.
That's the thing. I mean, I could watch you play just about anything else. It's just that the vibes are off with this game.
Yeah, because everything so is
screeching
decrepit.
Or like it's just gross. It's bad vibes.
It's a gross game. It's a gross dark.
You at least are playing it on a television.
Yeah.
But I sit with it right into my ears. So I have no outside noises. It's just a pair of headphones and I'm hearing like these bats or something. And I'm riding along here.
Oh, fucking crying.
I'm like, what is that? And I'm like, oh, there's a poor child in need. Turns out it's some freaky tall thing with tentacle faces. Did that just cry?
They just cry.
I remember I was on a horse, I was riding, and I heard, oh, like this beautiful siren's call. And I was like, what's that? I went down, and there was a bat with a woman, like an old woman's head, just going, Lord, Lord. I was
that
like,
was
get the fuck away
so
from me.
So fucking not okay.
Disgusting.
Also, I cried at a jellyfish the other day.
Yeah, I've done the jellyfish, let the jellyfish go.
I didn't let it go.
Oh.
Because I killed the jellyfish because I couldn't figure out what to do. Because the jellyfish is like, sister, you said that we would meet. Well, we would gaze at the stars. And I was like, what the fuck? This is jellyfish. And I didn't put two and two together that could be the jellyfish.
Some of the jellyfish.
So then I killed it.
Plus when I got the jellyfish, that was back when I was reading dialogue. So it's one of the only things that stuck in my head, which is like, can you return my friend to somewhere? She just said, like, take my friend to blah, blah, blah.
She did not.
That was one of the first conversations I had on the game.
I killed the sister.
So all you had to do was summon the jellyfish and they flew away.
You hear crying too sometimes, but then you turn and see it's me because you're not paying attention to me.
I'm like, thank God. I thought it was an enemy.
I do not have any potions right now. I truly am genuinely up. You know you can go and fix problems?
What?
In Elden Ring?
What do you mean?
If you just kill someone that you're like, oh, fuck, shouldn't have killed them. You can go, there's a church you can go to atone for your sins and that person will come back.
I don't kill anybody. I don't know why you kill NPCs. When people talk to me, I don't hit them. I've never done that. Never thought to do that. I assume if I
When that guy told me, if you go underneath and you get the, and you can be the lord of that, I was like, fuck, nah, bye. But that was the only guy because I wanted his armor. His armor looks cool samurai, so
it's
I got it.
It's the Fallout New Vegas in my brain where it's like, don't kill anyone because you might need them later.
Yeah, well, I have atoned for the sins and I got the armor anyway, so it's not a big deal.
Great work.
So thanks, you guys. It's where that turtle is.
There's
a turtle pope.
But people have never played.
I feel so sorry for like 90% of people listening right now.
Sorry, this is just
enough voice.
I do have a funny story.
We talk about every other time. Whenever I'm not being recorded, it's essentially all I talk about it with.
I'm slowly slipping into insanity.
I have a funny story. I have a good one.
Slowly. Okay, good. Please.
I knew you'll like this one. Ben, you'll like this one. Beck and I went to see a show the other night.
What was it?
Well, I don't want to say because I don't want to put the people and whatever.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So I went and saw that.
I don't have time to see it.
It's great, but like it's not the greatest show I've ever seen in my life. Like you could miss this one, okay. But it was great. I really really liked it.
Sure.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we did have a good time. It's also like it's an intimate space.
Uh-huh,
I like
that space.
You know, it's not my favorite place to see musical theater. But
yes.
The cast and the show was still good. It was just in that intimate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys in it who we know, all three of us know, he's amazing. He's very, very kind man. And I worry that this story, I don't want any disrespect about the story. It's just a funny scenario. So no disrespect when I tell the story. But his wife came into the theater and let's say his name's Bill.
Bill.
There was a guy with the wife that looked exactly like Bill.
Oh, really?
Like strikingly like him. Mm. Like he had exact same hair, exact same build, like same face.
From the back, they looked like they could have been the same person.
Yeah.
Bill, wait, aren't you supposed to be on stage?
That's exactly what we thought.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, that must be Bill's brother. Like, there's no way that can't be Bill's brother.
It's got to be Bill's brother. That's what I thought. And must be Bill's brother.
And then when we were outside, he was standing right beside us and he was alone. I think the wife was inside or something.
Bill's
he was just
brother.
Standing there. Yeah. And I thought, I was like, this will be funny because they look so identical. This will be a funny introduction. So I tapped him on the shoulder and I was like, hey, you're not Bill's brother by any chance, are you?
Yeah.
And he went, no, brother-in-law.
No way.
So, and the way that we then spoke to each other gave me the impression that this isn't the first time that this has happened.
No and way.
There may or may not have been a joke about the wife wanting to fuck her brother, so she married someone who looked like him.
Making a lot of assumptions here.
That's the vibe I got from.
Oh, that's the vibe.
Those are the kind of jokes we make. I don't know if other people's family units make those kinds of jokes.
If I got with a lady that looked like my sister, I don't think my family would be like, you want to fuck your sister.
No, no, dude. I just meant like, it wasn't funny. It was awkward that's when I brought so it up. Brilliant. But then I brought it up to Bill and he was like, oh, he's very like, you know,
he's just a bit of a
straight, but you know, he's not for gags. I'm like, oh, maybe the awkwardness was just awkwardness. Not like fucking here we go again.
Yeah, you know? That's his turn.
I thought this Bill brother thing was put to bed, but here it comes again, rearing its ugly head. Oh my God.
But it was like, it was bananas how similar they looked. Yeah. I thought there was no chance in the world that I could fuck this
we
up.
We did have a little exchange where I think I said, wouldn't it be so funny if it was her brother?
We lost it.
What have we lost? What's going on?
Oh, well, everything went
wrong. Oh,
back.
No.
Good job.
Yeah, I did say, I was like, it would be pretty fucking funny if it was actually her brother. That would be awkward, but it's okay. That's now, definitely not.
It's clearly not.
It's not funny. We don't think.
You don't think that the wife wants to fuck her brother.
It's just the gag. You know, yeah. You see a relative that's identical to the part. It's almost like if the person looks exactly like their dad, your brain goes straight to, they have daddy issues. Sort of thing. It was just a gag.
That happens a lot though, the dad thing.
Yeah.
That's insane how many people just marry their dad.
Yeah. There is, yeah, apparently there's studies to back that up.
My sister's boyfriend doesn't look like my father, but they're almost identical people, but look very, very different. But like, wow, you drive the same. Wow, you give directions the same. Oh my God, you're the same fucking person.
Well, on the other hand, I think it happens a lot with men that marry women that are like their mother.
Oedipus, baby. Everybody wants to fuck their parents.
And what's the other one? Electra, the Electra complex.
Oedipus' boy wants to fuck mum.
I know what you mean.
Sorry, I was looking over there to make sure everything's still good. Sorry. Yeah.
Stinky girl.
It also reminds me of like when someone dates somebody with the same name as their ex or something like that. Like I have a friend who's just done that and she's like, shut the fuck up. It's nothing to do with that. It's just a coincidence. Just coincidence. But there's no way your brain can't go there.
Yeah, of course not.
Or people that date people with their siblings' names or, you know, family members' names. Like there's no way you're going to be shouting that during sex. Like how you, this name that your whole life you have associated with a family member.
Yeah,
how are you meant to move that? It's just.
I will never be with a Matt or a Beck. I'm just letting you guys
know. Oh my God, that's ridiculous. Matt, are you buying this? I'm not buying this.
So I can't in good conscience
agree to that.
Oh man, you know what I mean? I can't do that because then I'm going to hear.
sorry. So you do better. Do it better for me.
Do it Ben.
Stinky Gill.
That's a good impression. So again, just to emphasize, there's no disrespect. Just no disrespect. All those elements in play go through your mind. And the fact that I was like so sure that it was his brother.
I was like, this is a sure thing. You like sidled up to him. You're like, this is going to be fun. And then oops.
And
what
it wasn't fun.
Saying is that Matt wants to fuck his brothers and he doesn't want everybody else to think that that's what he thinks other people do. Okay, just making sure that we're clear on that.
I don't want to fuck my brothers. I want to fuck my brothers again.
For old time's sake.
And again, and again.
And again, and
it's
again.
It's okay to miss their bodies.
So update on the T-Rex arms debate.
Mm-hmm.
Recently on the podcast, I brought forth a heavily peer-reviewed scientific journal.
Oh, Jesus Christ with this again.
That stated that there is the potential that when they were assembling the dinosaur, they put the arms on backwards.
Wait. When they were assembling the dinosaur.
Yeah.
You know, when he was when him, when with when a couple age.
No.
Are you saying when dinosaurs.
So Lord Archaeology himself.
Okay, so when
they first uncovered the first T-Rex bones.
You can't say when they were assembling the dinosaur. The bones make sense. But I thought you were talking about God being like, what am I going to.
No.
Yep.
Oh God. Oh no. I press save. Fuck. Okay.
No, it's half chicken.
Would he say his own name?
God.
Would he go, oh God, oh.
Oh, me, oh my.
Yeah, that's a good.
Yeah, me, oh my. No, not God.
What would God say, Ben?
Matter.
Good shit.
So good. You're just He's there quick like that. Every time.
Stinky Gill.
So they think that maybe that the thing would go backwards, right? They thought that maybe it was this way instead of that way. Well, I have just, I've been on the wire and I've found something that is damning.
Oh.
Kevin Padian, professor of I haven't read this. Professor of Integrative Biology and Curator at the University of California's Museum of Paleontology states that the T-Rex's arms evolved to be short so as to reduce the chances of accidental dismembership during feeding frenzies.
Dismembership?
So they were tiny, so if there were like four or five different ones, nobody bit the other one's arms off.
So they weren't backwards, they were forwards.
This man theorizes that they're forwards and small so that when they were all eating the same carcass, no one lost a finger.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But it is just a theory. Like at the end of the day, he's we have theorizing. No idea no, what these things no. got up
also,
to.
The picture, also the post is from IGN and the picture has definitely got not any feathers.
What are IGN doing?
IGN are fucking stupid. They're dumb. In the same fucking day, I got Professor Padian from the University of California's Museum of Paleontology. I also got a review for the Secrets of Dumbledore, whatever that is, which is god-awful according to IGN. Mm. Then I got an announcement that there's a new fucking this, and then a new, what's it called? Pointy boobs, Tomb Raider. Then I got, it's just constant. You know, IGN's constant. They are an international global network of, is that what IGN stands for? No.
Is it not? I thought you had it then by accident.
Congratulations.
They're annoying though, because there was that thing back in the day where if a video game was reviewed, like it was kind of in the shadows, like are people paying to get good reviews and stuff like that? And now we've just given up and we've gone, yeah, people pay for reviews.
But like,
and
it's
just common knowledge. No, but now there's like, they'll pay, they'll get a review, whatever. But now there's like the idea of, are people who are not paying to get reviews getting their games reviewed badly? To make people pay them to get, and it's just fucking.
It's just anyone that listens to a review. Like, I'm still going to see the Harry Potter movie because I've seen the other two because I'm invested.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to not buy a game because it's got a bad review.
I don't mind a user review. I like a user review, but when I see a reviewer,
if you review the game to me, I will trust it.
No, man, like it. That's like, about like it. I like Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh yeah, but that's the people. That's the general public.
Yeah, I like that. Just to get a vibe. But then people, you know, there's also review bombing and shit. I don't know where I'm going with this thought, but the point is, fuck IGN.
Fuck IGN.
They reviewed something else that was great, terribly, and then some shit that was terrible, great.
Yeah, you just can't trust it. Because at the end of the day, it's just one person's experience of the game. It's just one experience. And some people have really different tastes to me, weirdly. So maybe I'll love it.
Did the Guardians of the Galaxy game get a good review?
A great review. And yeah. I bought it during lockdown and it was a turd. It was a turd. Dog I got shit. Rid of it. I would have gladly had COVID again to not have played that game.
Yeah, yeah.
Quote me on that.
And you can quote him.
Unless old people made that, in which case I enjoyed it tremendously and I wish you the best with your future endeavors, however short they may be.
Bases covered.
Can you see this in the oh Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Oh, beautiful.
These are the boots.
These are the boots. And
they look tight.
They're so great. Do you want to come and try and pull them off?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God.
Keep your leg up. I'm on my way.
All right. Oh Jesus Christ. Okay.
Oh, we're going to wake the dog up.
No, she's all right. All right. Now, can they see?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go. Try. Ooh. Try. Come on. Come on. Come on, Kathleen. Come on, Mustafa.
Ellie wants to help.
Hi, Ellie. Oh, God.
I can't.
Hey! Ellie!
I can't get it up.
Twist.
You got to twist.
Oh, my ankle. Oh, my ankle. Oh, Christ, my ankle. Hey!
Hey.
Hello, Ellie.
Oh, my God. Smells like
boot
in there.
Smells like boot feet.
Oh, my God. That's exactly... I turned all red. That is after wearing them for quite a few days. I've stretched, not stretched them, but sort of like everything's calmed down. You imagine what that would have been like in the middle of a busy fucking shopping center?
It was that
loud. It was that loud. My mother was, his ankle, his ankle.
His ankle.
His ankle. And then there was a bit there where my ankle felt like I was about to pop. Oh. So that's a shoe. And that's not how I take them off, funnily enough.
It doesn't want to come off.
Smooth transition.
So because it's been such a crazy week, I don't really have that much to
come on.
To talk about this week.
Come on!
Except for the, I've been trying to get this whole PC. As you can see, people can't see it right now. But it's a fucking banana setup.
Yeah.
I got two PCs on my desk. Hey, it's three screens. It's just...
There's a lot happening.
It's been an absolute nightmare. When I try to explain it to people on the stream... People are like, we have no idea what you're talking about. And I'm like, I just feel like it's not that difficult.
Because it's not something that anyone else on the planet would deal with.
Mm.
And the, the cable management is out of control.
Anyone else?
Now that we have a dog who is like just walking through them like lasers.
I reckon, I mean, it would depends on how much you know, how long you're going to stay here at this place. Because if you're going to stay here for a while longer, then you should get someone to come in and just fucking do it for you.
It's yeah.
Because I know you can do it because it's been done, but like people can do it like really well.
I know, but it's the fact that the majority of the cables aren't like when people put up pictures up on Reddit, like look at my cable management. I'm like, shut the fuck up. You have two HDMI cables and a power cable.
Yeah.
That's all fine. I can tuck that away. It's the three webcams, the two HDMIs that are going out of the HD 60 thing, yeah. The lights that are going through and things that have to switch back and forth between that PC and that PC. The camera that's running up to the roof. I just have so many goddamn cables. Like this right now, that's fucked, but that's because I was fucking around with it today. And I now have two keyboards and two mice.
Why?
Because I have two PCs.
Oh, Christ.
All on my desk. So it's like the cable management is fucked, but yeah, I don't... And
Don't you think you can get keyboard and mice that program to two?
Yeah, but when I'm playing the game, I use the numpad... as a hotkeys.
Smooth transition.
So, yeah.
We're getting to the end here.
Fucking hell.
It's a bit of a shorter one, but we are getting to the end. And I think, because Ben's been pretty quiet today, maybe we should let him finish us off. Yeah, finish us off with some wise insight.
Okay.
Take it away, Ben.
I think in a way it's about goals, you know, and it's sort of about, do you want to focus on what you want to be or what you want to be like? And... if you're going to focus on the first one, whatever that may be for you, then you need to streamline the way that you become the best version of that. Because it's not about sort of like just racing through and being like, this is it. Okay, one, two, three, and having everything sort of lined up in a way that works for you. It's about putting both together, someone's perception of you and also what you are and what you think that you can be in an ideal universe, I think, anyway.
Very, very good. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, it's GMAT here. And don't forget, if you enjoyed that episode of the GMAT podcast and you want to hear more, we also have the podcast post show over at patreon.com/thegmatpodcast. The post show is a shorter episode recorded directly after the main podcast where we wrap things up and talk about anything we didn't have time to talk about. $3 a month and cancel anytime. We are a community-supported podcast, so your support over there funds the show and makes it easier for us to keep doing what we love. If you want to support us, head over to patreon.com/thegmatpodcast.